gave alternative facts to that.
The president's tweets stand for themselves.
You want to read it or you want me to do it? You're a professional announcer. Why don't you read it?
Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics, brought to you by Matt Keyser. I'm Joe Amditis. Let's get to it. It's Tuesday, December 12th, 2017. Welcome to Day 327. Alabama voters head to the polls today. Republican candidate Roy Moore, supported by Trump, has been accused of pursuing romantic relationships with teenage girls while in his mid-30s, with one woman accusing him of sexual assault when she was 14. NBC News says if Democrat Doug Jones wins, Republicans would have their majority trimmed to 51-49 in the Senate. Meanwhile, CNN says Roy Moore's wife argued that her husband is not a bigot because, quote, one of our attorneys is a Jew. At a Monday night campaign rally, Kayla Moore said the following.
Fake news would tell you that we don't care for Jews. I tell you all this because I've seen it all, so I just want to set the record straight while they're here. One of our attorneys is a Jew. We have very close friends that are Jewish and rabbis, and we also fellowship with them.
In other election news, the Alabama Supreme Court blocked a circuit judge's order to preserve voting records from today's special election. The Hill and AL.com say on Monday, a circuit judge ordered election officials to set voting machines to save all digital ballot images in order to preserve voting records in the event of a recount. Today, the state's Supreme Court stayed the order. Next up, NBC News and Reuters are reporting that 56 female Democratic lawmakers have asked the House Oversight Committee to investigate allegations of sexual misconduct against Trump, who has denied the accusations. Quote, at least 17 women have publicly accused the president of sexual misconduct, the lawmakers wrote in a letter. In response, Trump tweeted that these are, quote, false accusations and fabricated stories of women who I don't know and or have never met, fake news, end quote. Meanwhile, The Washington Post, New York Times, and NBC News are reporting that Trump implied that Kirsten Gillibrand would do anything for money in a sexually suggestive tweet in which he called her a lightweight and accused her of begging for campaign contributions. Gillibrand called Trump's tweet a sexist smear meant to silence her and those who have accused him of sexual misconduct, while Elizabeth Warren accused Trump of trying to slut-shame the senator. Yesterday, Gillibrand called on Trump to resign. Meanwhile, a sixth senator has called on Donald Trump to resign amid renewed attention to past allegations of sexual harassment and assault. Mazie Hirono had this to say about Trump.
Well, I said today that the only way to stop this president, who has a narcissistic need for attention, he's a misogynist and admitted sexual predator and a liar. The only thing that will stop him from attacking us, because nobody is safe, is his resignation.
The Associated Press says Donald Trump was infuriated by Nikki Haley's comment that the women who have accused him of sexual harassment, quote, should be heard, end quote. Trump has grown increasingly angry that the accusations against him have resurfaced, telling people close to him that the allegations are false. Next up, the Daily Beast says Rex Tillerson told diplomats that Russia interfered in democratic processes here, something Trump continues to call fake news, intended to delegitimize his presidency. The comment came in a closed-door meeting with U.S. diplomats where Tillerson also praised Trump for trying to focus on productive engagement with Russia. And now to the polls. Newsweek says 58% of Americans believe the level of government corruption has risen in the past 12 months. 44% now believe that most or all of the officials in the White House are corrupt, up from 36% last year. And Quinnipiac says 57% of Americans now disapprove of Trump's job performance, compared to 37% who approve. And now to the notables, a list of stories and headlines that didn't make it into the main update but are still worth knowing. 1. Sean Spicer is writing a book to set the record straight about what he says happened during the 2016 election. 2. Trump's lawyers want a second special counsel appointed because they believe the Justice Department and the FBI are to blame for the so-called witch hunt. 3. Trump's legal team is trying to protect him from Robert Mueller's killers in the Russia probe. 4. The Trump administration will let Assad stay until Syria's next presidential election in 2021, reversing the U.S. stance that Assad must step down as part of a peace process. And 5, the House and Senate could reconcile their tax bills this week. An announcement could come as soon as today or Wednesday. Don't forget, you can find the links and sources for all of these stories, including the notables, on the main website. That's all for now. Visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines, brought to you by Matt Keezer. Until next time, I'm Joe Amditas.